أهلا بيكم في بودكاست نقطة ومن أول السطر. أنا رضوى موسى، هكون معاكم كل أسبوع من خلال صفحة جديدة مع ضيف أو ضيفة جداد، هيتكلموا فيها عن محطات مهمة في حياتهم، صفحات بيحبوها وصفحات قفلوها وصفحات يمكن لسه ما تكتبتش.
Excited to have a dynamic trio sisters with me here today. This episode is like no other. Three Palestinians, Palestinian Americans forces in not just different businesses, but different fields and energy-wise, you guys, get ready for this episode. So we have today the one and only Fatma Kenefa Queens. Featured on not less than the Forbes list. Good morning. Am I saying this right?
Good day, LA.
Fox, LA. Ghadir with Shop Helwa. And a minimum of 50 lines of designs and products. And 8 years in the business, you guys. And last but never least, our one and only Get Fit with Kefah. Bringing modesty to the fitness world and now rocking it on the New York Fashion Week. Mohammed sisters, welcome!
Hey, girl!
Like, seriously, when I was thinking and I was talking, like, in terms of characters and who do I want to present, especially on the first season of Turning the Page or Nota Min Awal al-Sat, nobody... Like, it was no doubt, no question that I wanted to sit down. Obviously, I love you. You're my friends. But I wanted to sit down. I wanted to show the world how incredible our Arab-Palestinian American women are doing in America.
Yes.
So thank you for being here.
We love all of you. We are so honored to be on the very first episode. My goodness. And we're about to rock the house, y'all.
Yes. If you guys are not feeling the energy already, this is what to expect in this episode.
It's only gonna get better. Right?
It's just gonna get better. We have Kenefa here from the Kenefa Queens. Our sugar is gonna spike. Kenefa is gonna let us work out later.
Ghadir
is gonna try to fit us after we lose the weight and her lines.
You're gonna look extra fashionable.
Look at this fashionista.
She came all dolled up and ready.
Each one of you guys shines in her own way. And allow me to introduce you to everyone. Kefah, the fantastic fitness trainer,
who
took modest hijab and modest athletic wear to the next level, showing the world that there's absolutely no shame of women working out and actually posting and training others.
Yes.
Ghadir, mashallah, incredible clothing line that started by Shop Helwa just for kids, and now it expanded to not just speak for a cause, but to bring fashion to a cause with awareness as well. And then, of course, goes without saying, our queen, Kenefa Queen, you guys, with us today. And mashallah. And taking her business and her passion from literally her kitchen all the way around America.
Alhamdulillah.
So, let's start by you, Kefah.
Yes.
When did you start your athletic, you know, journey and your fitness training?
So it's been 7 years now, and it just feels so surreal to think back that it's, you know, just feels like just yesterday when I started this all, and to look at it and to know that I've been doing this for 7 years, it's just the most amazing, incredible journey that I've been on, and I love it. How it all started, it was just with me going to the gym, just loving what I do, and then just slowly, you know, posting about it like on my social media, and then from there it just got so big where people wanted me to host classes or to train them. Or so right now, you guys, I'm doing it all. I'm hosting Zumba classes, Zepka classes, spin classes. I do it all, and they're really fun. Radwa has been to a few of my classes.
I did.
She's always, you guys, in my spin class up front and center.
It's something else. But I'm not a spin class girl, but this one, It's just a whole different energy.
It's incredible because I'm able to bring this, you know, for a lot of these women. It's, you guys, a class that I am able to host where it's an all-women's class, and to bring that comfort and that level of where they can just come and feel comfortable, where it's just all women in the class, and the atmosphere, just the vibes, the energy of the class. and just the playlist, you guys, that I offer for my classes, it truly is incredible. And it's just, you know, from there, it has just been something that the girls want. So when now I started doing it every month.
And it's not so it just became Arab, a monthly. It started by something like nice that it's for just Arab women, but it's actually expanded that way.
Yes.
We have non-Muslims attending.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. You guys, it's a very diverse group now. Yes.
Yes.
So just with my last class, I did one this past Friday, and you guys, it was such a diverse group. I had like my Latina friends, my African, my like Indian. It was just so
and
diverse.
They were all dancing on Debka.
Yes.
At some point.
And guys,
am I saying
got
it
to
right?
Yes.
Debka,
Debka
or
Debcha, Debcha, Debcha.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Falahi, so
why
I say Debcha.
I love it, and I love it. The Muhammad sisters are all
Falahat
Palestine.
Oh,
and something
yeah,
very
ready,
proud.
Real quick. We can do the switch real quick.
Wait for them and see them on Dubai Bling, you guys. I feel like it's going to happen soon. I don't know what's taking them so long to recruit this family,
oh
but we'll
gosh.
See.
Yeah, so you might be seeing something.
I am, you know, the most thing that I'm proud is not just the energy that you bring in your classes and obviously the representation of Arab Muslim women being in fitness,
yes.
in the fitness world with your hijab and everything. It's more of spreading awareness too.
Yes.
And then the classes, even though obviously it caters to a certain, you know, demographic, which is Muslim women or Arab women or this, but it's expanding.
Yeah.
It's bringing awareness
yeah.
that look what the Arab
yeah.
women are doing.
Yeah, it truly is incredible. Like, I just think what warms my heart, you know, obviously the most is that I'm able to, you know, so many of these clients of mine, when I first started out with them, you guys, just to see like how insecure they were or just their confidence, they had no confidence whatsoever. And to see them now just over the months, how much they grew and changed. And, you know, it's just incredible. And to know that I helped out with that journey and to see them, you know, just coming from, yeah, a place where they really did, like they did not want to go to a gym. They did not want to be, you know, in like a co-ed gym or just even like in a place where there's others around. They wanted to do it, you know, from just the comfort of their own home. And now to see that confidence, like within themselves, it truly is incredible. And
I love it. I
yeah,
love it. I like you're
yeah.
doing a fantastic job, Kifah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And speaking
you.
Of turning passions into business, our little fashionista here, the fashionista in the family, Jadir, tell us about Shop Helwa. So I have followed Shop Helwa since my kids were young, and then you paused for a little bit. Obviously,
yes.
we're all, you know, you're a mother, you're a busy mother.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Two kids. Yeah,
and
then
you paused for a little bit. Tell us about Shop Helwa, how it started and where it is right now.
So Shop Helwa started 8 years ago, and for anybody that knows our family, we have a huge family just in Southern California. It's like 200 of us. We come from a family of entrepreneurs, and my dad was an entrepreneur. So since we were young, we always went to work with my dad. And so that's where I always knew I was going to start a business. And clothing business was always my thing. So I think I was literally working since I was like 4 years old. And Shop Helwa came when I felt like there was a need for fashion in Muslims, like for the special occasions, for Eid, for like the birthdays. So it's not made
yeah.
for everybody. It's made for the fashionable mom,
mm-hmm.
for like the kid who likes to be fashionable. Like, for example, for the girls' clothing, we have the accessories, like the necklace, the tutu skirt,
the purses,
the purses,
everything.
And then for the boys, we have like the bow ties, the suspenders. So, and I want the kids to feel beautiful, which is why the name
yeah.
of the business is
Shop
called Helwa.
This clothing line is bringing more than just fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing message. It's uniting people.
Yes.
And it's introducing the tradition that if we don't make sure that we are showing it to our kids, we're gonna lose it. If
yeah.
this generation does not keep getting excited about looking,
course,
you know, fashionable and looking nice
course.
And looking clean for Eid and everything,
yes.
who's gonna keep it?
Yeah.
How did the idea come to you with the slogans and the words and everything on the t-shirts?
I think, honestly, I was just tired of going to Target, going to department stores, and only seeing things for like the non-Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why can't we have that for us and make it like extra cute? Like, you know, with adding the accessories and making it look, you know, extra like dressy. So what I absolutely love about our clothing is it's playful and dressy. So it's made out of cotton, like it's very comfortable. So that's why kids love wearing it. I feel like everybody tells me, oh my gosh, when I gift your clothing, like everybody gets so excited. And that's kind of what kept me going and what makes me happy. And
you started very small, Hadi. Like, tell us a little bit of how you started, like the production line, where did you sell, how, and now, mashallah, you're in every convention center, every event. Like, if you know of like some she's sort of a Muslim event, she's
shipping
there.
To Canada, she's shipping to UK. She is doing it
And I love, you know else what I loved, you guys, is the support that all three of you have,
we have
to each other. Like the fact that each one of you has her own line of business, but the growth, and that's what we want to make sure that we like we focus on, that the growth, that women grow with each other.
Hilwa, like kind of, you know, Kifah ventured out to Get Fit with Kifah, and then Kanafa Queens was born. So
honestly, we have to give Hilwa a lot of credit, because I feel like we realize, wow, like we're good at this stuff. You know, we're every booth, it was like, you know, people loved hanging out at our booths, not only because of the product, but they said we brought joy. And so I think we all ended up kind of starting our journeys in our own way. So we are, you know, I get so excited when Ghadira's like, someone called me the Kanafa Queen sister, Kifah the same thing. And nobody calls me the Get Fit with sister.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, let's be real right now. You are feeding us every day. Like, we eat with you.
But honestly, even with that, I noticed we've made a way to kind of merge me and her brand, because people love it. Kifah's like, dude, my clients ask about your Kanafa all the time. Yeah.
You guys, we just had it at my spin class.
Yeah, I'm
telling you. Every spin class, she provides the mini-sized Kanafa. So, and we joke, we're like, you get fat with Fatma, and you get fit with Kifah. And like,
you started the Fatma, and I remember, you were known for your Kanafa dish. Whenever there's a potluck or there's anything, it's a Kanafa dish. I remember, and this is actually an amazingly inspiring story. She comes to my house once, and she goes, I wanted you to taste something. I don't know if you remember that. That was a few years ago. You even took a video of it. You go, I'm coming and I need you to taste something. So I'm here. My friend cooked something and I'm trying it. And I'm in my kitchen and I'm like, what is this? This is good. She goes, okay, hold on. Can I film you? And I put my hoodie on and she films me. Now, she does this with all her inner circle without her knowing. She's conducting a focus group, taking her passion to become a business. This is how Kanafa Queen started. Yes. A small passion with a family recipe. Tell us about it. Honestly, and actually tell us how far you've come so far.
Yeah.
It was literally because of my friends. I'm a psychology major and I was like, I'm not going to sell Kanafa. I'm a psychology major. And I was like, no, I want to continue to just do it this way. I want to share it with my loved ones, with my, you know, family. So at all the events, the akikas, my mom was like, Mama, make your Kanafa. And so she kind of gave me the baton to me. My mom hasn't
That's
made
your
Kanafa.
Mom's recipe.
Yeah,
and it's my mom's recipe.
Yeah.
I see on your DMs a lot of people asking you, like, can you share the recipe? Do you sell the recipe?
Oh my gosh. Always women who like cannot accept the fact that their husbands are in love with my Kanafa. I'm like, ladies, it's okay.
It's fine.
Be a part of the magic. Don't hold back, because once you're a part of the Kanafa Queen's journey and family,
you're done. You're
in. That's it. Like,
and then I have a confession. Meister knows this. If I'm meeting somebody for the first time, whether it has to do for like business related, I'm like, girl, I need some of your Kanafa to break the ice. It's like the perfect icebreaker.
Yeah.
In all
events.
And mashallah, you started how many years ago was that?
So I started, I learned how to make it at age 7. But again, that little girl, the age 7 girl, never thought that it was going to be something I would be selling and making money off of. And even till now, that's why I'm so like passionate about putting events on for the community and supporting nonprofits through my business, because I'm not in it for the money. I'm sure, you know, people can relate to that, because I've had people tell me, dude, can you do this event? But if it doesn't have a good and strong purpose, yeah. I'm like, no, and it'll be like a lot of, a good chunk of money. And for
so
me,
I would say no for events if it doesn't align.
If it doesn't align with my values, it has to be purposeful and meaningful for sure.
This is extremely important because, you know, there's a lot of people that were very focused on continuing their online platforms or businesses without cutting certain sponsorships or deals because mm-hmm. of certain current events. Yeah. We're all aware of it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the people who stood right and said, I don't care. I don't, you know, worry. Yeah. Even if it's a lot of money, I'll stand on the right side of history.
Listen, God is so generous. When you do the right thing, God is not going to take away from you. And I truly always stand by that. And I tell everyone who's always like, but dude, I can't afford to let go of this deal. It's like bringing me so much bread and butter. I'm like, trust me, get rid of it. God is gonna open a better door. And people who have taken that advice are like, they call me back within literally a few days sometimes, maybe a week or two. They're like, you have no idea the door that just opened to me. And it's so exciting. I wish more people leaned in on that and just had full tawakkul, because when you do, you truly don't realize the goodness that comes out of just, I'm like, listen, if I don't do this, this was going to make me this many $1,000s, but I know God, if I do the right thing, what God wants me to do, then something way better is going to come. And subhanAllah, whether it's through money or just the interaction I make with the next door that opens, I'm like, wow, this was worth more than any money can pay me, you know. So it's truly
I believe in that fully, and I wish there's more people who understands that, especially with the current events that's happening in Palestine. It's brought so much awareness that you should not just partner with anyone, you should not just be talking about anything. You actually have a voice, and whether you have 1,000 followers or 1,000,000 followers, it should be used towards the right platform. And you guys have been doing an incredible job. Bringing awareness, bringing joy in times when there is no joy with everything that's happening in Palestine. So on behalf of everybody who's not Palestinian, but Palestinian in heart, thank you. Because you actually made us a part of this when we felt helpless, not knowing what to do, watching what's happening around.
A lot of people tell me, I feel so bad, I'm not doing enough. For some people, it is wearing a cute, stylish shirt from Shop Helwa.
It says Palestine.
And it might ignite like a nice conversation with someone who doesn't know what's going on. And they ask, a lot of times when I'm wearing her Palestine shirts, I get so many people who stop me, oh my God, I love your shirt. You know, what is this? I'm like, oh, it's, you know, Palestine or the cafe. And I explain the reason and it opens. They're like, I had no idea. I always thought this way. And thank you for sharing the story. And same thing with you when you spin with Kifah.
I was just going to say, and even Kifah spinning classes, it's now spin for Palestine, spin for Palestine.
Exactly.
See, I'm even saying it right, like you right now. Like the Egyptians, we're saying Palestine. Now I'm saying it Palestine. Like I have to, I feel like I should be saying it the right way.
Can you cater my event, but just don't wear anything Palestinian or don't say you're Palestinian. I'm like, it doesn't work like that. I literally show up and you feel
Palestinian.
You know,
this is a conversation that happened in America in general, is that if I stand by something, am I not allowed to say it? So I'm not shoving anything down anybody's throat. But in the same time, where is my freedom of speech? What am I teaching my kids? If I'm scared to say my opinion, if I'm hiding my brand in your case, so what's left at this point? People think that when they see a very successful business owner, specifically woman, and you have a habit of always including the family, you bring in your daughter, she's a co-founder, she's a co-owner, your husband is the Kenefa king. So, you know, when I'm seeing this from the outside, and I'm seeing a Palestinian American who has a very successful business, the mindset is automatically, oh, you know, it's easy. It's America. It's the land of resources. It's the land of dreams. The fight, the struggle or the everything that's happening behind the scenes are not shown. The hardships, the pushback. Tell me more about this.
I don't want to scare people away, because when you're doing something you're passionate about, it gives you meaning. Like every morning I wake up and I'm excited. But that doesn't mean that throughout the day I'm not like, I'm pushing and I'm, you know, baking and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. There's so many sleepless nights. I'm getting a lot of, you know, negativity from, again, like people who judge me and think that, you know, I'm oppressed or this and that. So I'm having to deal with...
You're oppressed?
Oh, no, right? I'm oppressed.
You guys,
yeah.
You need to follow Fatma.
Exactly.
To know. It's the opposite of oppression.
That's what I tell them. Like, just actually watch my stories. Don't just come on and see a Palestinian woman and just assume... Just watch one of my stories, yeah. And I guarantee you will not see oppressed. You will not see dictatorship from my husband. Because I even had a former, me and Ghadir actually worked a secret. We worked for a company called Wyndham Vacation Travel. So we did
a lot
of their marketing.
Yeah,
it was a timeshare company. Mm-hmm. Our own boss, and he was like so impressed by our work. He would be like, hire all the Muslims. But he would be like, does your husband make you walk behind him?
Oh, God.
Or like, yeah. Are you gonna bomb this place? And he thinks he's funny, by the way, saying this. And I'm like, Mr. Johnny Rockets, that was not, his name was Johnny. And he actually passed away during COVID. And I'm like, man, you know, it sucks, you know, that he never
experienced the actual reality.
And mind you, my husband would bring it to Yana every day because I was a breastfeeding mom. Every day during my break, my husband would drive to my job so I could breastfeed her. So I'm like, what is oppressed about that?
Yeah. It's crazy how it's very stereotypical just because we wear a hijab or you cover your hair or you speak a different language or a dialect automatically. When they go low,
we go high,
girl. We go high.
For sure.
That's what happens.
And Michelle Obama, you didn't invent that saying. Our Rasul always taught us,
yep.
If someone treats you in a bad way, you always do better. So
we've been raised that way. You don't stand up. You stand up for what's right, and you don't accept injustice or disrespect. But at the same time, when somebody treats you wrong, you don't stoop down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Below to the
exactly.
Anybody who works at my booth, the first thing I tell them, you're gonna have customers who are gonna ask for a discount, and just kindly smile at them, and you know. Don't have an attitude. Just tell them, sorry, we don't do discounts. You know, sometimes you do want to tell them, like, what you have to go through just to make these clothing.
There's a difference between having, like, good strategic business mind and then also budging while undervaluing my business.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we've had these conversations in different things. Like, obviously, we'll all support small businesses. Not everybody who gives me a product or gives any of us a product, you get paid to give a shout-out on social media. But if you have a marketing budget... And you're a big company, and you're still asking for free things or discounted things. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. Hello?
Know your worth.
And absolutely, know your worth.
You know, it's just reminding the customer makes a big difference. Like, a lot of times I'll tell them, you know, when they ask for a discount, you know, you are supporting a Muslim business. Sometimes, you know, they realize, oh, man, like, they kind of feel dumb afterwards.
Yes,
you know, they get a little embarrassed.
My funniest line, and forgive me, customers, for you, but, again, it's better than me, like, cussing them or yelling at them. When they ask for a discount, you know what I tell them now? If you want a big discount, I can get my ingredients from the dollar store. I'll make it work for you. And they're like, oh, and I'm like,
but you're asking for the quality ingredients and the quality products for discount.
My canapa is the reason it is where it is because I use the best. And
your kids are watching too. Your kids are learning because now I'm not just teaching them to stay true to their identity, to be proud of who they are, to find their passion and turning it into a business,
Absolutely. But
to also always provide the quality and know their worth.
Yes.
Know their value.
Yeah. Yes.
That's 100%. Did you, Kifah, I've always wanted to ask you this question. You train couples, you train guys, you post your videos.
I did not train guys.
With their wives.
With
the wives.
So they have to be as a couple, but I will not train men by themselves.
No, I mean, you shouldn't.
Yeah. So what I always do, I will just tell them about, you know, another trainer that I know that's a male trainer, and I we'll send them like their way, and I'll say, oh, but I do know somebody.
Did you ever get any sort of like hate on social media because of the way you train, of the videos that you post, of the fact that you're wearing a hijab or something along that line?
No, alhamdulillah. Like, that's why, like, for me, I would have to say from, like, the beginning, it's been just, like, smooth sailing. It's been very, very smooth as far as, like, where, like, do I get any hate? Do I get any comments? People, you know, posting things or commenting on my videos, or I don't get none of that. Which has been nice. Like, if anything,
and
I'll
rare.
Get,
that's very
I'll
rare.
Get, yeah. Like, yeah, if anything, I'm I'll get, that. Like, the females where they'll come and they'll say, oh, hey, where did you get, you know, this top? Or where, how do you style your hijab? Like, I love the way that you dress, like, at the gym. Like, it's very modest. So that is something that I do love because it is hard. Like, now these days, it's so hard to find modest, long clothing that you can wear to the gym. That's full
true.
Coverage, especially, like, with the hijab. You know, wearing the hijab in the beginning, especially for me, it was very hard. Like, that would probably be one thing that I did struggle with in the beginning was, you know, how do I style the hijab where I can still get a good workout but without me having to constantly fix it, constantly having to just find some, like, a scarf that's gonna work. But I, you guys, was able to find what works for me, which is a jersey.
I say it's time to launch your own line.
Yeah,
I know.
I agree. I'm
just saying.
Yes.
With you being the best person who tested and
I
saying
know.
What works and
that's
what's
not.
That
so
is,
I'm not sure what you putting us all through.
I know. That is, you
going
guys,
through all these
that's
clothes.
Something that's in the work. So that is something
awesome.
That I really do want
to
work on is to have my
Hello.
Own. Yes. Yes.
Love
so
it.
It'll be a
She'll
collaboration with the all three of us. I'll have a logo for Kanafa Queens, a logo for Shop Hinwa. But that really is something I do want to do because, I mean, you know, I, you know, to support small Muslim businesses, but I also, you know, like, I'm not going to lie, I will shop at just like these, like, American big brands, but for me it's just like whenever I find a long money shirt I just buy it because it's not all the time
not
that
common.
I get lucky, so whenever I find it I buy it and I do usually will post about it or I'll let, you know, my followers know to help them out as well.
And we're gonna put all the social media handles for all three incredible women with us at the end, so you make sure
you
follow them
much.
If you already don't follow them you're missing a lot.
We've talked about
subhanAllah, we've talked about how we started, where we are. It came such a long way for all three of you. Your energy is incredible. I actually kind of feel like I want to brag, or maybe I should keep it for my intro, that this is the first time the Muhammad sisters are together in a podcast. So yes,
this is a big deal, even a special moment for us.
It's very special for us, honestly. I'm like, hold on. I know you said 45 minutes, but we could do this all day.
Yeah,
you're incredible. You're making it so easy.
Yeah.
You're such a natural. So I'm also proud of you.
Thank
you for doing this and helping us turn a page. And this is so inspiring, especially knowing your story. I feel like we need to be on the other side of the interview.
Please don't. But I do. I'm a strong believer, and you've known this. There's a statement that my husband always, you know, encourages my kids to say, which is turning every negative into a positive.
Yeah.
And you know, as your kids grow, you start learning that you don't have to avoid the negative. As a matter of fact, it's healthy to go on with certain feelings like sadness or, you know, disappointment or anger.
Absolutely.
These are normal feelings that we have to go through. We think that we always have to be like funny and positive and do these things. But in my case, I think turning the page was not just turning a passion into a story or a business or an activity, but it's more of a voice. And this voice is to bring awareness and to shed the light on so many incredible stories, whether they are known, whether they're on social media or not.
And I love them.
And to be very honest with you, I love what you guys stand for. I love how far you've come.
So
I love the hard work that's behind each and every business.
We really owe it to our parents, our grandparents. I mean, we growing up, that's what we're doing is what we're not even doing a fourth of what they taught us and what they, I mean, we pray that one day we could match up to their level of greatness. Honestly, if we can pass the love and kindness and compassion my parents taught us, just an ounce of that, we are happy with what, you know, because honestly, everything that we do that's good, we owe it.
They did an incredible job.
The sacrifice, you know, when they came from Palestine, they had nothing. My dad probably had a dollar or two. They didn't know the language. Yeah. They didn't have family. My mom would tell me they didn't have phones at that time. She was like, your dad would leave on business trips selling stuff out of his trunk to make ends meet.
Yeah.
And she would bawl, cry until he came back. So we have it, ladies, like, wallahi, for those of you who are struggling starting your own business or think you can't do it, look at the ones who have it so much harder and who are doing it and who are doing it. And
that would be one advice that you would give to somebody who wants to start their own business. It's just like, don't overthink
it. A lot of women who reach out to me who want my advice, I notice it's literally their thoughts are just going a million miles per hour. And I'm like, no, just start. You have an amazing product. And they're like, no, I have to have the perfect logo. I have to have the perfect
It's imposter syndrome, too. Yeah, to begin. Yeah.
Exactly.
When I started, like, I didn't have my website. I didn't have my logo yet. I didn't. And people would tell me, girl, no, you need to have this. You need to have. And those same people now are calling me for advice. So
You used to take your orders over WhatsApp.
And it was, Instagram DMs. And And I still crave that because I love the interactions with my customers. So even till now, the way I fight that I'm like, dude, I can't, interact with my customers. Like, I can't take their orders because that process wasn't just taking their order. It was more like they were asking questions. I got to know them. And so there was, even though some of them may be in Florida or New York or whatever state, we have this bond that is unbreakable. And till now, those same people get excited because I'm like, dude, screw it. I'm just going to call my customers now. So, because now on my website.
And I like how the pop-ups that you do as well. Like, I'm going to be in Chino tomorrow. Place your orders. Yeah. I'm going to be there tomorrow. Yeah. So cool. Like, and people would show up just to see her. What would be one thing, Ghadir, from a business perspective and a mother, you would say, if somebody comes to me and say, I want to start a business, that's what I would advise them to do or not to do?
I feel like the first advice I would give them is failing is okay. Making mistakes is okay. Just keep telling yourself it's okay. And going back to what my sister said, things don't have to be perfect. Like, people who I see who struggle the most with their business, they try so hard to make it perfect. They end up getting overwhelmed, burnt out, and exhausted. Mm-hmm. And for me, I just, like, if something goes wrong, I just say, alhamdulillah, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. I was recently in Texas, and one of my shirts literally the day I flew was the day it was ready. And I was like, there's nothing I can do about it, so I was like, it's okay. I got to Dallas, for whoever wanted those shirts, you do pre-orders. I think, and then going back to also the failing part, things are going to go wrong, and do not beat yourself up for it. And I think I got this advice from somebody I do manufacturing with, and we had a production go very wrong. We lost thousands of dollars.
Oh, man.
And you get to that point where you're like, oh man, should I just give up? Or, but he had said something to me that really stuck with me. He was like, you have to fail so many times to get better. So he's like, this is what's going to make you better as, when you design clothes, when you make clothes. And so that stuck with me, and that's what kept me going. And
here we are. Yeah. I know we can sit here for hours and talk. Oh my God, I can't believe the time is almost over. But I'm thinking and manifesting and thinking of what's next for each one of you. So you have an incredible thing coming up in 2 days. You're going to New York Fashion Week.
Yes.
That's incredible. What is next for Get Fit with Kifah?
Honestly, so for me, it is to launch my own athleisure line, inshallah.
Can't wait.
That is something that I am working on that's in the works. So I would love to have that. So inshallah, if we're on your next podcast.
Of course you will.
I will be bringing in all your goodies from head to toe.
Can't wait.
Fit with
can't
you back wait. Here. So it's that. And then I also want to have like my own app like that you can just download that has videos so that you can just work out, you know, on your own, where it's like a monthly thing that you do and you can just do it from anywhere, like anywhere in the world, in the comfort of your own home, if you're traveling, wherever you're at, you're able to do it.
It's so amazing hearing the story of each one of you, because honestly, like how you started and where you are and manifesting where you will be, inshallah, in the future, it's so inspiring and so beautiful, and I'm honored to be a part of each and every one of your story and business. I can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you for being here today.
We
honestly had such an amazing time.
We could have been talking for 3 more hours. Season 2 is coming.
Okay.
And inshallah, we have another episode with a free Palestine.
Woo! Inshallah.